from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster that's here to keep you company in the deep dark night, to take your mind off of stuff with a silly bedtime story, and make things just feel less alone. Take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake and say, hey, at least I got some dull company, a little bit silly, a little bit goofy. And the reason I make the show, one, I know how it feels, and so do a lot of other people listening in the deep, dark night, not being able to fall asleep or stay asleep or waking up a lot. Whatever it is, there's somebody listening that can relate to what you're dealing with. But also, you deserve a good night's sleep. That's why I make the show. You deserve a friend in the deep, dark night. So see how this show goes. For most people, it takes a couple tries to get used to. Just because the show is so different, what I'll do, or what we got coming up here structurally is support. That's how the show stays free for everybody who wants to listen for free. And you can always pay if you don't like listening to the ads. Then there's a long meandering intro meant to ease you into bedtime. It is a show within a show. You don't want to miss out on it, at least at first. You never know, might put you to sleep. Then there'll be a bedtime story. I think it's going to be a board game unboxing, but I'm not 100% sure because I haven't done it yet. You know, stuff comes up, stuff happens with this show. And then, what else? What am I not remembering? How's the show work then? Oh, then there's thank yous at the end. I think that's everything. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. And I really hope the show can keep you company while you fall asleep. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show. Not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Hey, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas. If you please, I thank the listeners who are supporting the show so we can be here for free for you twice a week. And some people that support the sponsor, support the show directly, or buy our merch, particularly sleep phones. And only way we could get credit is if you use our link, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones, because sleep phones is part of our merch, kind of not a sponsor. So please use that link. And I wanted to thank Lorelai and Elizabeth, mother and daughter team. Lorelai got some sleep phones. Elizabeth told Lorelai about the podcast, and Lorelai let me know about it. Let sleep phones know about it. So thank you so much, Lorelai and Elizabeth. Couldn't do it without listeners like you. If you want to be like Lorelai and Elizabeth, there's a lot of ways to do it. Join our referral program, refer people to the podcast, get rewarded. If you buy some merch like sleep phones, or you support a sponsor, support the show, do something, let me know about it. Use the form on our sponsor page so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone like Lorelai and Elizabeth. Second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra resources right now, you're having a tough time, including international resources, including text-based resources, use the links in our show notes. It's about being a part of positive change, being a part of community, taking action, and not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying Stop AAPI Hate, not just saying Support Ukraine, not just saying things, but taking action. And I know this is a really tough time, and I don't want to keep anybody up, but why is it important for me to talk about what's going on in the world? You know, maybe check it. If you want a more substantive version, you could check out Pete Davidson's YouTube, on YouTube or whatever, his Saturday Night Live monologue probably says it better than I can, but it's similar. Why should a sleep podcast talk about what the real world is? Because the two things really are inseparable. And if you want to take some action right now to be a part of change, as tough as that seems, it may be as painful for a lot of you as it might seem. Ruth Bader Ginsburg talked about one of her favorite organizations is Hand in Hand. And I'm just going to read part of a statement from Hand in Hand, is that raising children to see the humanity in one another is the only way to change our world. It is the only path to ensure our collective fate be one of safety, peace, and equality for all. And you can learn more about Hand in Hand and support Hand in Hand directly through the link in our show notes, or just Google it, and learn more. But that's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about, because we're part of a lot of communities here, and we're part of one community too, right, on this planet. So it is important for me to talk about it in the most respectful and calmest way I can. But it's really more important than talking. It's about supporting organizations like Hand in Hand. So that's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
It's a posty poster song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bart.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through. Listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thank Thanks, Mystery Bar. Don't forget, the most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me, and the only way you can get the Sleep With Me versions and we can get credit, is to use our link, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones, and use Sleep With Me to get $5 off your order. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, thoughts you're thinking about the past, the present, the future, thoughts, you know, thinking thoughts, thoughts you're thinking about, you know, thoughts. It could be anything, feelings, emotions related to those thoughts, or feelings that are just there. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine. You could have something coming up. You could be going through something. You could be going somewhere. You could be having visitors. You could have a change in your work schedule, or just a work schedule that's a little bit different, or a lot bit different. Or you could work somewhere. You know, you could have a work schedule where you're working and then sleeping at work. I know there's people that listen who have jobs like that too. But whatever it is, and the only reason I go through that stuff is to let you know, hey, you're not alone. If I can't relate to how it feels, somebody else who's listening right now probably can. But I definitely know how it feels, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, not even knowing if you felt last night. It was like, did I fall asleep? Like I had like one of those nights of repetitive thoughts, even when I was asleep. And at some point I didn't check the time, but I said, am I still trying to fall asleep, or did I fall asleep and wake up and now I'm in the same headspace of trying to fall asleep? And then I was like, did 5 minutes go by, or has it been, you know, that's mild, man, for me. So whatever's keeping me awake, I just want to go through that stuff because it can feel, for me and a lot of other listeners, lonely. And that's what's important about this show, even though it's digital, is knowing there's other people out there that understand how you feel, or can relate to how you feel, or have been through how you feel, and can feel that with you and say, hey, yeah, that's tough. It's not easy. Instead of kind of the outside of this podcast, sometimes, I mean, nobody's perfect, right? But people will say, well, can't you get over that, or whatever? You got to forget about it, or what? You know, say, well, I can't. Around here, these parts, people kind of get it, and they say, oh, yeah, I know what that's like, or oh, I can imagine what that's like. It's tough. So yeah, because we're together alone, and we're alone together, and and you say, I don't know, it doesn't totally make sense. You're right. I don't totally understand what it means, but I kind of understand what it means because I know what the opposite feels like, right? But the other thing is, you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime where you could get some rest. You could get the rest you need, so your life feels more manageable. You could get the rest you need so that you could be out there flourishing. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread. You could feel neutral about, or at least look forward to. And that's what I hope this show can provide you. What I'll do is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'll use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. So I'm going to go off topic, get mixed up. My voice is not traditionally soothing. It's more of a friend in the deep, dark night. Than I'm not a guru. I'm not a point of calm. I mean, I try to be calm when I'm recording the show, but to keep you company and not set some, there's nothing idealized about me, I guess is what I'm saying. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I idealize everything. I mean, ideally, the idealized thing is I'm actually, if you want to talk, you say, well, I don't know if that's true. You say, right, I'm idealizing an imaginary guest that you don't have to, that comes over to tell you boring stories that you don't have to listen to. and I make a podcast, that you don't really need to listen to it. You could, but you could kind of just barely listen to it. And that does take some getting used to for a lot of people. Like most listeners that support the show, that pay to support the podcast now, have said to me in the past, hey, it took a couple tries to get used to it, or I didn't like you at first. So if you're skeptical, doubtful, or you just don't like this show, that's a pretty normal reaction. I mean, if you're tired and you're trying to find something to help you fall asleep, you know, that's a pretty normal reaction. So this is a podcast you don't really listen to, but it's like idealized in the sense that, yeah, I'm coming over. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. This show is over an hour, so you don't have to worry about falling asleep. I'm going to be here to keep you company whether you're awake or asleep, because there's people listening who can't sleep, and I know those people are listening. So I'm here for you whether you're listening or not. Or there's people that take a break during the day. They're having a stressful day. They listen to Sleep With Me just for a little bit of a break. They say, hey, I'm going to call my friend in the deep, dark night. So, I'm not here to put you to sleep. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff while you fall asleep. And if you've ever had trouble falling asleep, that's kind of the old magic, where the magic happens. Like I said last night, maybe I was asleep. I just had no idea. As soon as I became aware of it, I started thinking about it. So, I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boy-bay, your boy-sib, your boy-bud, your boy-bestie, your neighbor, your boy-bee, your boy-bruh, your boy-cuz, your boy-sib, your boyfriend, your BB, best boyfriend, best. What is it? Is it besties? Is best friend? Is there best boyfriend? Or is there an actual, is that a triple B? I don't know. But this idealized thing is I'm coming over there, I mean, by digital things, zeros and ones. But you don't have to worry about cleaning up after me. You don't have to worry about entertaining me. You could pretend to listen to me, but you don't even have to. You could say, Like, you don't even have to passively listen to me. So I'm an idealized guest that's just there to talk to you and keep you company while you fall asleep. And then, you know, when you start, however you decide to use the podcast, whether it's with a sleep timer or all night or whatever, you said no crumbs. Sleep With Me podcast, no crumbs included. You say, I mean, you could imagine I'm a bit crumbly, but not in person, you know, because I'm only no crumbs included. I should have left it at that. Okay, so those are a couple things to know. The other thing, if you strongly dislike me, a little late for this, but I say it in a lot of podcasts, and a few people have been taking it up on me. They have decided to dunk on me, but you don't need to, but you could, is sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. That has a list of other sleep podcasts on there and sleepy stuff. So if the podcast doesn't work for you or you don't like me, just try another sleep podcast. And I guess it's fine if you need to vent through that. It's like I'd rather find something that helps you fall asleep and you get the rest you need, because I know how it feels. And I know how it feels to be grouchy. So, I mean, yeah, I get it. The other thing is the podcast just doesn't work for everybody. That's why I have sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you in the first place. But the thing is, you got to give it a few tries. I mean, if you so choose, because it could work for you, because the people that this podcast works for, even if it works, some people, you know, only use it temporarily, but it really works for them. They say, holy cow, I never knew I was looking for this, but this is what I've been looking for. So we have people that have been listening since I started the show. We have people that just listen for a little while they're going through something, or they move on to something else. And then there's another kind of listener that comes and goes. And now I've been doing the show long enough that there's people that were listening, you know, when they're 12 or 14 or 16 or 18. And now they're 9-10 years have gone by in their lives. So they've gone through a couple more phases. And they do that. Well, I listened to podcasts when I was getting ready to apply to schools. Then when it was exam week, when I was going to schools. Then it was the night before my first job. Then I was, you know, like my first child. So I don't know. That's another honor I get to be a part of. And all of, actually all of us do, because the show is listener supported. So all of us get to be a part of that. And that's pretty cool. Like, and it's pretty cool for the regular listeners, or if you're just coming in for a little while. So, not everybody likes me. Most people don't like me on the first try. The other things to know, what do you got to know? Structurally, is that the next thing? Structurally, what is the show? The show is structured in a very specific way. But as you become a regular listener, you could adjust how you listen. Though counterintuitively, most people adjust in a way you wouldn't expect. So, the show starts off with a greeting, ladies and gentlemen, or friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you feel seen and welcomed in. You say, okay, the show kind of is silly, friendly, and I feel seen and welcomed in. Maybe I'll check it out. Then there's support, so the show could be free, and you could always adjust that if you don't like the ads and you become a regular listener. You know, you could pay for the podcast and help keep it free for everybody else and pay for the value you're getting out of it. You get some super cool bonus content too. But after the support is the intro, which is separate from the support. It is a show within a show, and it's meant to ease you into bedtime. So it's not part of the support, and it has a similar structure, but it's different every time, because that was just one of the things that never worked for me with other audio stuff, back before when I said, how come there's not a sleep podcast? In a sleep podcast, it's kind of fun and goofy. Like all the other audio, I could only use it a few times before my brain adjusted or my feelings or my thoughts adjusted. So the intro is familiar. So you say, oh, okay, Scoots is going to try to explain what the podcast is, probably unsuccessfully. It's something he could have explained in 2 minutes, or he could just repeat the same intro, but he cares enough to take time out of his day and go through the intro again and get lost again and go on some tangents for me. And your brain says, okay, yeah, I don't know what tangents Scoots is going to go on. So that's the intro. Then again, there's support between the intro and the story. Now, the intro goes on and on and on. Oh, for another reason, which is for regular listeners, they're getting ready for bed. They're in bed getting comfortable, or they're doing some sort of wind down activity. And that's kind of like what has been shown to work, is having a wind down routine to ease you into bedtime. And the intro could be a part of that for you. Now, there is a percentage of people that fall asleep. There's a small percentage of people that skip the intro. But when you look at like the most engaged listeners are people who support the show at 10 or 20 bucks a month, have been supporting it for years. They listen to all intro episodes, a lot of them, just intro after intro after intro. So that's a little bit counterintuitive. Though some people listen to story-only episodes or design their playlists, that's a great thing about podcasting. You get to use your own podcast app and kind of design how you want to listen. But at first, just kind of see how it goes. Then there's thank yous at the end of the show. That's the structure of the show. I went through why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I earn a nice drive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here, and this is a kind of an unboxing game, unboxing show. I mean, I guess it could be 50 episodes. And it does take some explaining. And I rarely hype up a Patreon bonus episodes, but as part of our subscriber summer that came out during the summertime, We put out a unboxing of stickers for this game. It's called Gloomhaven. And normally I don't like comment on the quality of episodes in the public feed or the Patreon feed because like it's just rare where I like have an episode that really feels unbelievably special to me. But this episode we did of Gloomhaven sticker, reusable sticker pack, I mean, it was one of the funnest episodes I think I've ever done. Because it was bonus content, it was very freeform and silly. So it might not be sleepy for everybody, but just an episode that I was really happy with. And it's very silly and fun and I think sleepy. So definitely encourage you to check that out. But so I have no idea how many of these kind of episodes I'm going to do because this game Gloomhaven is what I'm going to do is a little backstory about it. And then we'll open a couple things. When I say you could do 30 episodes about it, the box is too big to even bring in the studio. I still don't know anything about the game. And there's literally thousands of things in the box. And so for me, the part of the unboxing is, I know it's like a role-playing game, or seems like it, and that's really all I know, even from doing the sticker pack. So you're going to be here live as I learn more right now. So that should be interesting. And the other thing that's interesting is like, so this game, let me just look up if it comes up how much you could buy it for. So the game is called Gloomhaven. I guess this is this the second edition? Euro-inspired tactical in a persistent world. Oh, it's on. You could play it online. Okay, here it is on Amazon. So let me just see just the pricing because I said I did, but I didn't buy, I pre-ordered. Oh, so it's $150. So at some point, a long time ago, I'm not talking recently. I don't know when this was first released, this game came out, and this was the second edition. So maybe that it was before, right when the second edition came out, and you could pre-order it. And someone was like, "This is a rare opportunity to pre-order this game." Oh, 2018. So that's probably when I bought it. It's 2023 when I'm recording. That's probably 2024 maybe when you're hearing this. And I never, like, I was like, the idea of paying $150 for a board game seemed, but it was whoever, I don't know if it was Will Wheaton or somebody like that where I said, okay, well, if Will Wheaton says it, then I'm going to go for it. And, like, it did seem like there was scarcity, but, maybe it was just I was on the wait list for when it came out. That's probably what it was. Like you could prepay and be on the wait list. It looks like there's a another bundle. Maybe that's on Kickstarter. So let's see if there's a Wikipedia article. Oh, there's still a backer, miniatures. Oh, this is all stuff you could buy. New revised second edition. How many hours does Gloomhaven take? 90 to 115 minutes per scenario, but one full game, 200 hours. So I don't know. I got to find people to play with me that are committed. Okay, here we go. Wikipedia, Gloomhaven. Okay, so Gloomhaven is a cooperative board game for 1 to 4 players designed by Isaac Childress and Cellofair Games in 2017. It is a campaign-based game that takes place on, you know, in places like D&D-type environment, but it's different, including a narrative campaign, 95 unique playable scenarios, and 17 playable classes. Since its introduction, it's been acclaimed by reviewers and described as one of the best board games ever made. And gameplay. Fantasy campaign tactical, where you try to win, triumph in scenarios which scale in difficulty depending on the number of players. Play is cooperative and campaign-driven, with 1 to 4 players working their way through a branching story of 95 scenarios. Campaign develops in legacy format with stickers that are placed on the board and cards and sealed envelopes that are opened when criteria are met. Now, while it has drawn comparisons to RPG games like D&D, Gloomhaven uses game mechanics similar to modern Euro games. Okay, I don't know what a Euro game is, so we're going to have to switch there. And it opened in a new tab, so now I got to go to that tab. Euro game. A Euro game, this is Wikipedia again, or German-style board game, German game, or Euro-style game, generally just referred to as board games in Europe. It's a class of tabletop games that generally has indirect player interaction and multiple ways to score points. Euro games are contrasted with American-style board games, which involve more luck, conflict, and drama. They're usually less abstract than chess or Go, but more abstract than games, conflict-based games. Likewise, they generally require more thought and planning than party games, like Pictionary or Trivial Pursuit, History. The people being over conflict, the 3M series of strategy and economic games called Acquire became popular in Germany. And it became a template for gameplay without direct conflict. These were German family board games in the 70s and 80s and spread to other European countries, France, Netherlands, Sweden. Settlers of Catan in 1995 paved the way for the genre outside of Europe. Though it was neither the first Euro game nor the first game to find an audience outside of Germany, it became much more popular than any of its predecessors, millions of copies. Now, Germany purchased more board games per capita than any other country as of 2009. And sometimes they in the UK and the US, they're more of a niche game. But other games are widespread popularity. Carcassonne, Puerto Rico, Ticket to Ride, and Alhambra. Euro games tend to be more focused on challenge for players, economics, acquisition of resources, limited amount of luck. I love that idea. I mean, no offense, but like, I think I talked about this, and this is a direct, like, reflection on me, and this is all a me issue, but the game of life, at some point, I thought I loved that game. I found it at a garage sale, and then I started playing it, like, at some point, like, in the last 5 years, and I said, this game, there's, absolutely... This is maybe a shocker to you, but the game of life is 100%. There's no strategy involved. I mean, maybe one or two things, but the odds of that strategy impacting the results of the game, like buying insurance or picking which of the two or three, you know, it's very low. And then I also had family members that loved this one style of dominoes game, which I won't name. This was, again, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And as I reviewed the rules over and over again with them and then played the game, I said, this game is 100% not strategy-based. It's 100% luck. And they said, no, it's not. It's fun. And I said, it can't be. There's, said, this is not fun. Like, so that's more of a me thing, right? Where some people may enjoy that. They also differ from abstract strategy games by using themes tied to specific locales and emphasize individual development and comparative achievement rather than direct conflict. They also emphasize mechanical challenges of their systems over having the systems match the theme of the game. And different from other games. Popularity of the genre has been an expansion towards complexity. Games such as Puerto Rico were considered complex when Euro games started to get popular in the U.S. And newer games like Terra Mystica and Zolkin are more difficult to get into. While many titles, I don't know, we play a lot of Ticket to Ride when we're waiting in line or waiting around, pass and play on the phone. But yeah, they're well-suited to social play, and characteristics of the games tend to support this aspect well. In contrast to games like Risk, Monopoly, in which a game can extend indefinitely, Euro games typically have a mechanism to stop the game within its time, playing time. That can be a preset score, a set of turns, or a depletion of resources. Playing time can last from a half hour to a few hours, 2 hours, 1 to 2 hours typical. They don't have fixed numbers of players like chess or bridge. Though there is a sizable body of German games for two players, most can accommodate 2 to 6. Six-player games are rare. Power Grid, Caverna are two examples. And then games with expansions such as Settlers or Carcassonne. Some now support solo play with modified rule sets. No player elimination is another one. Game mechanics, as we talked about. Stuart Woods' Euro games cites 6 examples of mechanics common to Euro games: tile placement, auctions, trading or negotiation, set collection, area control or influence, worker placement or role selection, low randomness, and themes. Carcassonne. So there's different themes. Game designer as an author, although not relevant to play, many times the name of the game's designer is often prominently mentioned, and they can develop a considerable following. And for that reason, the name designer games is often referred to. Industry. This just talks about famous people in there. So there's a lot more, you know, you can learn about it. Events. Yeah, there's awards, influence. Xbox has included games. Ticket to Ride is kind of a perfect game for a phone or a another thing. Okay, so let's get back to Gloomhaven. Man, we might not even unbox anything. The other question is, and this will go by for years, will Scoots ever play Gloomhaven? What's the gloom with your Gloomhaven? What's the gloom in your Gloomhaven, Scoots? Okay, so last we left off was like, this is similar mechanics to Euro games. Characters and other beings move about on hex tiles, representing places underground. Players simultaneously choose 2 cards to play each turn, each of which has a top and a bottom half, and choose the top half of the one card and the bottom half of the other to allow their characters to take action such as moving, healing, or going into offense. Randomization is not provided by dice, as is usually the case with such games, but is handled by a deck of cards. Okay, this game was originally sold in Kickstarter in 2015, and they had strong reviews. Then there was a second Kickstarter in 2017, and we're talking $400,000 almost in the first one, then $4 million in the second one. And then it retailed for $140. Critical acclaim, number one spot on Board Game Geek, 6 Golden Geek Awards in 2017. Geek and Sundry said it's masterful design, belongs in a museum. Yeah, many people, a lot of, like, love for it. Awards, now expansions and spinoffs. The first expansion was released in 2019, new character class, 20 new scenarios, primarily focused on that class, and new items and other beings set after Gloomhaven's campaign. Then another one, Visit to the Zoo, smaller standalone version of the game, Target exclusive initially, more casual. It's a prequel. And 25 new scenarios, 5 of which comprise the tutorial. I should buy that. And some, but not all, the components are compatible with Gloomhaven. I'm going to do that probably. sequel, Frosthaven. 2020, Frosthaven was launched on Kickstarter. 13 mil, highest funded game on the platform, 83,000 backers, set in a northern outpost, and a little bit of the aspects of the story and setting are addressed to make the game more progressive. Digital edition. They did release Gloomhaven for Windows in 2019, then Mac in 2021. And yeah, let's see, references. I think that's it about a game. So let me just look up this this other one, see if I can, how much it would cost. Yeah, it looks like it's not for sale there. $850. They can't. Oh no, that's just the stick, reusable sticker set like I have. And they even have an organizer. I mean, you really, really get your life going here with. I don't see the actual game itself being available. Well, I just clicked on it. What does that mean? Is that a different game? Yeah, that's not the game we're looking for. So there's another expansion, Forgotten Circles. Okay, well, that's a little bit about it. So let's just start unboxing. You won't hear me go anywhere, but I have a couple card packs ready to go. Okay, so I just went looking for the cards. I did find them eventually, but I was like, maybe I should clean up a little bit of this thing because I had spread out all over my nicely made bed. And there's no way I'm ever going to get everything back in the box. So that's unfortunate. But so the first thing we're going to start out with, I don't know what these cards are, but they're very thick cards. I don't know if these are characters or what. But they're like about the size of a recipe card. They're thick cardboard. And so I don't know if they're characters, you like NPCs or people you would choose to be. And I'll randomly start with one. Okay, the first one. On one side is a big picture of who they are. And then it says their first and last name, maybe? I don't know. And then on the back side is like a stats sheet. So let's start with this one. Brute, et tu Brute? And but instead of, even though that's their name, et tu Brute, actually, these were the dudes on the cover of the sticker set. They have like, because I was wondering, and it'll be interesting to find out more about them, because they have a horn, they're horned-based being. I was like, is that a helmet or a horn? Try horn, this one. But also seems to be composed of some sort of, I don't know, their complexion and on their shoulders is covered in something that I'd say is more like grassy plains than fur. So at Tu Brute, Inox, primitive, nomads, hunter-gatherer, scraping things together. And like saying, hey, don't bug us. They have strength and size, eager to prove themselves. And, you know, don't bother them. There's some free advice. There is, however, ones that have chosen not to be nomads and embraced life in the human cities, employing their size and strength to earn a living. These are the ones that some people in this world call them et tu Brutes. They can also do labor, construction, loading, and, flexing muscles. They don't mind showing their strength and getting paid for it. Okay, they can choose one path, play two cards or long rest. They have a 10 on something. I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of these numbers mean. The initiative is a mountaintop, maybe? I don't know what that means. Long rest is a mountaintop 99. on turn, perform top ability and bottom ability. I think we just learned that. Elite first, then normal in ascending order. Focus on one, then two, then move to maximize. Okay, so I don't understand any of that. And then there's a bunch of numbers. Lowest number is one, highest number is nine, and then on the bottom it goes 10, 12, 14, 16, up to 26. Oh, here's another one. A different version. Inox, like hot under the collar. So these, they're epitome of Inox strength, and they're protectors of their people. And if you bother their people, they will get hot under their collar. So don't. They have a red lightning symbol. And I don't know if that, and let's see, play two cards, long rest. I don't know if anything else on the other side is different. But yeah, they're a horn-based being with like a grassy fur. Then this person's hair, this person's name is Harrower Plaza. Harrower Harold. This is, they speak their own language. That's just what they're referred to in common. They can be like, what do you call those things? Nanobody, like something similar to a nanobot, with a hive mind, highly sophisticated thought. Even though they have a reputation, they are not, bad people, just because they're a hive-based being, small hive-based being, they may be nihilists, but that doesn't mean, there's nihilists in plenty of films that aren't, their individual, it's weird being a hive because it's fleeting but eternal. So that's not easy. They have trouble fitting in. They could be, they might be misguided, or they could be treated by not nicely by misguided people. I think that's it. Harrow or Harold. Picture wise, they have a cloak on, with some, different, nice, like a gem and some other stuff. So I don't know. These are non-friends. Vermling mind. They're Vermling mind. This one's actually like holding its head, fingers to its temple. Its eyes are glowing. It's they're fuzzy friends, and more than happy to say hello when needed. But they could be controlled by other characters if you have the right combination of pandering and assertiveness. But they like to be in packs and fulfill their own needs. And while they could make their way into society, they could be also shunned or not like people say, hey, I don't know about this. They could flee, live low. And then that's tough because they don't have a pack to connect with. But they could form bonds with other beings, communicate. They could communicate with a large number of beings, but that's not easy on their minds. So that's Vermling mind. Then there's Vermling forest friend. And these ones have a unique bond with the natural world, communicate with a large variety of other animals, and they go beyond base instincts to find, they make friends with the animals of the wild. That's interesting. So kind of like, in Volrath Quarter. you know, they are also shunned a lot of times. A lot of these misunderstood beings in Gloomhaven, but for the most part, well-mannered and gentle, preferring to solve problems through diplomacy. Oh, because they have horns, too, and pointy ears. But they're, like, bulkier, like, stronger-looking than elves, and a little bit furrier. You know, they had a tough past for their people, and they pride themselves on being able to, like, work peacefully with society. They, you know, could be merchants, politicians, it could aid adventuring parties, maximize their effectiveness with their equipment. Esther Summons. These were once humans. Now they've moved on to a different and Esther-based society, intellectual society, transplanar travel. And so they're between planes. They're moving on to another plane, and then they're in one in between planes, and they can see infinite realities at once. They interact with people as little as possible, preferring to stay out of their mundane going-ons. Still hungry for knowledge, and really ready to pursue their knowledge. They exist simultaneously across an infinite number of planes. That's good. It has its pros and its cons. They can pull things across planar boundaries, infinite planes, infinite possibilities, but it's very taxing. Then we have Esther at Night. Esther at Night, they are very similar. They have goals as infinite and diverse as the infinite planes themselves. You know, it depends, you know, what are they looking for? It depends on what they are. They could cloak themselves and pass through the world unseen with a shroud. They're still seeking knowledge. The orchid, the orchid is... it looks like it's made out of gems. It's a gem-based being, maybe? It has a bow and arrows. They're an ancient meditative group from across the misty sea. Detached perspective, thousand-year lifetime. Life is about spreading the proper amount of time on thought and reflection, making right decisions. Could be lost in thought for years. Crystals, can grow on them because they're spending so much time meditating. Not making this up. Little need for physical comfort, draw their sustenance from the earth, serve little purpose in normal society. But this could be a sign that the orchids are walking around now, change is coming. And while some live a life of quiet meditation, there are some believe that enlightenment could be achieved through hard work and not getting lost in thought. So some have left orchid society, maybe built farms, raised livestock, and living off the land. Then we have a Volrath the Sunkeeper. Didn't we have another Volrath? Yeah, because people said they're actually like calm people, but everybody projects stuff on them. These Sunkeeper can be prideful. They're trained in the long dormant powers and will harness them for the purpose of righteousness. And they're trying to uplift society and heal others. They often travel the world seeking out situations where they can demonstrate their brilliant powers. Oh, then we have Orchid Spellcaster. Though deep in meditation, proper action requires not only thought, but also action. And some are called to join the spell weavers, orchid sages who are able to draw forth powerful natural forces and craft them. They remain with their society as guards. Interesting. Okay, Savas, elementalist, Savas, they were power, man. Ultimate power is what they're going for. Rocky, they're rocky-based beings, but also can appear transparent. They have transparent parts of them. And even their energy cores glow beneath their transparentness. They've mastered the four elements, ice, fire, air, and earth, or at least one. And then from an early age, they really study to get try to overcome at least one element. 20 years of devoted effort. And they may live long among other people. And they can, some of them, if you work hard, and if you could have power over more than one element, and maybe even display up to four separate power cores, and those are respected among, you know, higher than others. Next up, we have Savas Craggy. It's a little bit bigger and not glowing. These never attained, like, control over the elements, exiled, and they live in solitude or among other groups. So they don't have don't have the power cores, but they're not without their strengths. They have affinity for earth and have rocky stature, great feats of strength. Next up, we got something that looks like it has a giant brain on it, like a quart rule. Tinkerer, diminutive, and they might feel like they have a lot to prove, encouraged to study as much as possible. They do have a particular affinity to engineering and machinery, long, delicate fingers, though not numerous, they can easily integrate themselves in society because they have expertise in critical fields, and they're charming and graceful. And only a fool would shun a Quartal's offer to help. The Tinkerer is a common class of Quartal. Large cities are common. Crafting, gadgets, elixirs. And can make a living selling to those who wish to indulge in what they make. Then there's a Quartal Soothsinger. Kind of like, looks like a bard, but I mean a different based being. The talents of a Quartal can extend beyond the realms of machinery and alchemy. They also have like very delicate fingers with astonishing capabilities with stringed instruments with proper training. Combining this and their distinctive vocal traits makes a Quartal sought after, one of the most sought after bards in the land. Okay, now we got a human, scoundrel, this one's called. Humans constantly, they're like locusts, make big extravagant cities, don't understand slumbering forces, have a lot of rules and regulations, but also humanity has a great diversity, intense curiosity and relentless nature. So, the scoundrel though, is while many humans work to build up complex and constricting bureaucratic societies, there are others who aren't into it and can be considered dirty rotten if there was a movie about them. They're unscrupulous, self-serving, and operate under the assumption everything is for them and they should get what they want. Human construction person... there's one of the most respected professions to serve the great oak. Followers of the oak are religious healers. So I guess it was a different... it's like a medic, I guess. Larger human society, contrary to popular belief, there is nothing magic about their methods. The mystique of the profession is lost when they do their hard work. Okay, so that's everything. So I don't know what these cards were. Now I have a card. There's a bunch of these smaller cards, which look like miniature playing cards, but they're, I don't know. So this one has, the first one is Boots of Levitation, Gain Flying, Shoes of Happiness. I could use these, man. Give me some Shoes of Happiness. If you move six or more hexes on your turn, you get one something, one happiness, I guess. How about this one, the Blinking Cape? What is that, a Blinking Cape? You could perform a move or a jump action. Blinking Cape. Special armor. Dredging armor. Next three rounds, you could gain one or something else, a couple circles. Circlet of the Elements. During your turn, turn this some sort of color wheel to create any elements. Chainmail for your head. Yeah, that one. Frigid implement. It's ice cold, man. It's plus two. How about a stormy implement? It's plus two, too. That one's 30. They're both 30. How about a warming implement? That's also plus two, warming. Oh, vibrating, that's a plus two plant. Then we have brilliant implement, that's plus two brilliant. Evening implement, that's plus two something. And we get, now we're getting to wands. Wand of Frost, Wand of Frost, nice to meet you, Wand of Frost. My name's Scoots. Wanda Frost, pleased to meet you. Who's this? Wanda Storm? Oh, Wanda Storm. But the first names are the same, but the last names are different. Wanda Storm, eh? Wanda Inferno. I've heard of Disco Inferno, but never Wanda of Inferno. Wanda Inferno or Wanda of Inferno? Oh, Wanda of Inferno. You know, it's Disco Inferno. Not Disco of Inferno, but it's like because you're discoing so hard, it's like, I don't know what it means, actually, right? Wand of Vibration, Wand of Brilliance, one of my favorites, Wand of Evening, like a little aid potion, major aid potion, Steel Ring, if you... You can gain four shield with that one. Dampening Ring. Scroll of Power. Scroll of Healing. Scroll of Stamina. So that was what was in that pack there. I mean, I can't imagine trying to keep this game organized. Wow. Okay, next up. This one has like a masonry wall on one side. These ones just are scrolls with stuff written on it. One check. Streamliner, five or more total cards in your hand, and discard at the end of the scenario. Then Layabout, gain seven or fewer experience points during the scenario. That's two checks. This is one check. Workhorse, 13 more experience points, wow, during the scenario. Zealots, have three or fewer cards in your hand and discard at the end of the scenario. This one, your current hit point value must be equal or less than two, or equal to or less than two at the end of the, oh boy, that's not good. Fast Healing, your current hit point must be equal to your maximum hit point value at the end of the scenario. Neutral, you get surprised, during one of your, turns during the scenario. Plunder, you get to loot a treasure overlay. Protector, allow your character allies to become tired out. Explorer, reveal a room tile by opening a door. Hoarder, get five or more money tokens. Broke, loot no money tokens. Pacifist, don't cause any trouble. Non-pacifist, cause trouble five or more times. Searching and gathering one or more times. Elite, professional. Use your equipped items a number of times equal to or greater than your level plus two. Assertive. Have one or more beings present on the map at the beginning of every round. Dynamic. Dynamo. Deal with being by four more than necessary. Purist. Use no items during a scenario. Opener. You know, do first strike. That movie with Bruce Willis. Never allow your current hit point value to drop below half maximum value. Round it up. Make a single move that is successful. Straggler, take only one long rest. Scrambler, take only a short rest. Okay, so that's the end of that pack of cards. Okay, here's another pack of cards. These ones look like they're journals. On the back side is like a leather journal with a pen next to it. So let's see what these are. Seeker of Zorn. Even as a child, you could feel the call of Zorn. You'll travel to Gloomhaven and work for Zorn. And you got to do three crypt scenarios and unlock Noxious Cellar. So these are like, I guess, like your secret assignments. Merchant. Money and merchants you want to rule. Gather enough equipment together that you may could set up your own shop and work towards becoming a merchant. Let the other people deal with conflict. So you need to get two helmets, two chest plates, two shoes, three gauntlet maybe, or hand things, and four bags, and then open a box. Gordon Gekko, I'm not kidding, Miss Gordon Gekko saying, there are many high and lofty goals, grandparents and love, ridiculous. Get that dough, man, keep it, way to the gold, 200 gold, that's your goal. Curing, you want to cure, you know, you can find it, Forest imps in the forest, gather enough essence. So you got to unlock Forgotten Grove and meet some eight forests beings. Studying how it works, what's going on. So many people to study. Imagine how many you could meet. And sure, you could go to the university, but what about learning in the school of life? Experience your party members becoming exhausted 15 times. Long arm of the law. Order chaos, which can be tamed and controlled. Gloomhaven is chaos, and that needs to be controlled. Start in the wilds. Vermlings or humans. Deal with people that are causing trouble. Put it on the scale, man. People might not like vermlings, but what do you want to do? Meet 15 vermlings. Trophies, man. Gather them. Bowling, softball, whatever. You remember your first trophy, don't you? Even if it's participation only. But there's more challenging stuff out there. Get 20 trophies. Wanderer, eternal wanderer, meanderer. There's so much to see in the world, so much wondrous stuff. Snowy mountains, islands, caverns. All these sites were not created by chance. You want to visit these places and meditate upon their existence. 15 different scenarios. Legend, man. You want to earn 15 check marks from completed goals and open a music box. Make a name for yourself. Anybody could go out there and get the job done, but you're not anybody. You want to do it in style and have stories and songs sung about you. So if not, what's the point? So it's pretty fun writing. I'm obviously changing it. Implement of Light. you know, you got people that are gone on to other planes of being, and that, maybe that's not okay. Maybe you got to find this holy implement. So you got to find who's keeping it and get that holy implement. So you have to go to a sanctum and get it and deal with all the people that were there. This one's really called Take Back to Trees, Man. Not man's not in there, but hey, they tried to say they owned the trees and wanted payment. And told them, hit the road, man. Nobody owns the trees. So set things right in the forest and unlock the foggy thickets. In between, man, the air, up high, I guess, where the air is thin. Or maybe it's behind the air on the other side. You got to travel to a number of locations in the area and study this phenomenon. Six side scenarios around 51. This is strange. You've heard strange stories about different things looking around. And maybe it was part of your family's history. And you thought it was a story until now. So you got to deal with some stuff. Take a stand, man. You've never been the biggest among your peers. In fact, most of life you were smaller. Maybe even felt a little different. If they could see you now, it's time to take a stand for somebody, an underdog. Step up to those that think they're not, you know, not being nice to an underdog and show them. So deal with 20 elites. Put the pie in piety, man. Gloomhaven's got greed and vice. And you're pious. You're out of the fledgling Great Oak Sanctuary. You got to be strong. Venture into the dens of iniquity and contribute as much as you can to help raise up the city's beacon of hope. So you got to donate 120 gold. I don't know if this is the best thing to do, but when you close your eyes, you can see, you know, that you still kind of have something you can't quite get over, but you probably should. So complete four scenarios in Gloomhaven and then investigate. This one's like, this feels a bit overzealous. All these, there's ants. Are they in your pants? I don't know. Devotion. To something greater. The writing's the old ways. So are you going to give it your all? The infinite awaits. Get exhausted 12 times. How about Goliath? You remember that day? Wasn't a cloud either. It wasn't your imagination. But you were filled with wonder. You knew one day you'd leave your village in search of rare majestic beings. And that you do the honor of meeting them. So meet four bosses. It's fall, man. Evidence is all around you in the trees, falling from the trees right into your face. Just look for it. City's built and there's stuff, but there's these old trees. So go leaf peeping and also visit the fading lighthouse. Augmented abilities. Sure, it's not always the coziest place, but Gloomhaven's just fine. And maybe meet an Esther. You've never seen so many, but there's rumors. So why don't you find one? And you could excel at anything. Purchase four enhancements. Elemental samples. That was like the world's a fascinating place, especially surrounding Gloomhaven. Many intriguing phenomena and fruitful samples to collect. So you complete a scenario in these different outdoor places, in each of them. Helping hand. You got a friend in need, a friend indeed. You don't like the limelight, but there's selfishness in the world and grandstanding. You've preferred to be in the background. Everyone has a high and lofty goal. You're just happy to help. Experience two other characters helping them achieve their requests. Perfect pen. You know, creating pens is an art. And that's one of the ways you can draw on a canvas. There's rumors of exotic pens in the land around Gloomhaven. Collect a few samples and then craft your own pen to preserve your legacy. That's it for these cards, and that's it for our first coverage of Gloomhaven. Maybe we'll cover more. I don't know. But it's finally got the box open. Now the question is, can I get it closed? But we're closing the door on this episode tonight, so good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody who became a patron recently. I want to thank Angela, Rihanna, and Ellen. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. India, Kyra, and Brooke. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Colleen, Joseph, and Matthew. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Jen, Joshua, and Kira. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Angela, Peter, and Stephanie. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Lisa, Ingrid, and Sean. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Linda, Jonathan, and Bastian. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Doggo, Emma, and Kimberly. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. And Catherine, Jenny, and Tawny. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Sleep With Me comes out on a regular basis because of people that support the show directly or support our sponsors. And or you can also support the show on Patreon or on Apple Podcasts. That's how we're here all the time for free. But a free way to help the show is just to let people know about the show as it comes up naturally in conversation. It's a huge way to help. And I really appreciate it. Couldn't do it without all of you. So thanks again for stopping by. And here's Scoots, a tuck-you-in sponsor, asking for, some support maybe a tuck-you-in sponsor. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and... that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all-intro, all-night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is that bonus episode. So there was another all-intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.